نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها فعجل لكم هذه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, he came to Madinatul Munawwara. In Madinatul Munawwara, there were two major tribes among the Ansars and two major tribes among the Jews. Among the Ansars, there were the tribes of Aus and Khazraj. In the time of Jahiliyyah, they were at each other's throats, having bitter wars for many years on end. And Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to this in the Quran Kareem, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. Remember the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when you were enemies unto each other. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. It is through the barakah of Islam and it is through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala united your hearts. It was almost impossible for these two tribes to see eye to eye with each other. There was so much of bitterness. And each one of them have killed many people of the other tribe. But with the barakat of Islam, with the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam united them. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made you brethren unto each other. Among the Jews, there were two major tribes, the tribe of Banu Nadir, the tribe of Banu Qurayza. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah to Munawwara, the first thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was to establish peace and harmony with the people in the neighborhood of Madinah to Munawwara. He met with the tribe of Banu Nadir, he met with the tribe of Banu Qurayza. They came to an agreement that they would help each other, live with peace and harmony with each other, and one common agreement that they would not help each other against the enemies of each other. In the fourth year after Hijrat, there was a tribe among the Kuffar. They came to Madinah to Munawwara and requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send some Sahaba to them to teach them and educate them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose 70 great illustrious Sahaba who were known to be the Qurra of the Quran, experts in the recitation of the Quran Kareem, to go to teach them and educate them. But on the way, the kuffar defeated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and very brutally killed the 70 Sahaba. One Sahabi survived, Hazrat Amr ibn Umayyah Dhamari. He was full of anger and rage because with his own eyes he have seen how 69 of his colleagues have been killed. So on the way to Madinatul Munawwara, he came across two people from the tribe that were responsible for the killing. So he killed them. He comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had happened. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you have incorrectly and unjustly killed these two people. There was an agreement between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Jews living around Madinah to Munawwara, that if anybody happened to have to pay blood money, which we know as diyat, then they would help and assist one another. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a tribe of Banu Nadir, the Jews, and presented to them the predicament. That Amr ibn Umayyah Zamari killed two people from the tribe. We have to pay blood money, and according to our mutual agreement, you also will have to contribute to the blood money. The tribe of Banu Nadir welcomed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke very, very nicely to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as was the habit of the Jews, and is the habit of the Jews, that they secretly planned and plotted to kill and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While they were talking with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the plan was, somebody would take a huge rock and boulder and throw it on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a Nabi of Allah. He's in the protection of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam and informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Move away from there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of the evil plots of the Jews. Nabi Kareem sallam quietly walked away from there, went to Madinatul Munawwara, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to the tribe of Banu Nadir. Allah has informed me of your people's evil plots. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba then grouped up an army and went and surrounded the tribe of Banu Nadir. And after many days of surrounding them, they then surrendered to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to this in the Quran Kareem, in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, in the 28 juz of the Quran Kareem, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَإِنْ أُخْرِجْتُمْ لَنَخْرُجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about them, that how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba surrounded them. You would never think they were so well protected in their forts. You would never think that the tribe of Banu Nadir would ever leave the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. They were so well established in their forts. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it such that they surrendered, they gave up. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them to leave Madinah Munawwara, exile them, banish them. These Jews, the tribe of Banu Nadir, they went away to Khaybar. Now in the sixth year after Hijrat, actually the fifth year after Hijrat, when the Battle of Ahzab took place, which we know as the Battle of the Alliances, where all the Kuffar got together and they decided to launch a collective attack on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, once and for all to ameliorate Islam from the face of the earth. But Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them a shocking and humiliating defeat. After the Battle of Ahzab, Nabi Kareem sallallahu came to Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then immediately attacked one Jewish tribe, the tribe of Banu Qurayza. Now according to agreement, the Jewish tribes were not supposed to help the enemies of Islam. Tribe of Banu Qurayza, they helped the Kuffar in the Battle of Ahzab. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them immediately after the Battle of Ahzab. And the tribe of Banu Nadir, who went to Khaybar, they were the ones that actually instigated the Kuffar of Makkah to launch an attack on Madinatul Munawwara. At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do anything. It was not prudent even to do anything, simply because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Madinatul Munawwara. On the northern side, there were the Christians. On the southern side, close towards Makkah Mukarramah, was the Jews. And then further to that, there were the enemies of Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was right in the center. So from a political and expedient point of view, it was not appropriate for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take action at that time and point. After the peace treaty, when the Bay'atul Ridwan had taken place, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, and after a month and two, in the month of Muharram, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now strike the Jews in Khaybar. They had taken part in the Battle of the Alliances. They instigated the Kuffar to attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went against the terms and conditions of the peace treaty and against the agreement. So you are justified now to attack them. Now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were coming to Madinatul Munawwara, after the Bay'atul Ridwan, after the peace treaty, they felt like they were defeated. But then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed this verse, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. You would think there's a defeat, there's no defeat. It's an apparent defeat, but within this defeat, there's a hidden victory in it. And that referred to the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, and it also opened up the doors of Dawah. And one of the verses in Surah Al-Fatah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. That Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promises you that you're going to get lots of mali ghanimat, lots of booty, that lots of war is going to take place in which you are going to get victory, and among those wars and among those victories, one will be an immediate victory. Commentators of the Quran refers to this verse to be referring to the battle of Khaybar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told all those Sahaba who took part in Bay'atul Ridwan. There were approximately 1,500 Sahaba to join him to conquer Khaybar. Now everybody knew Khaybar, it's a fort of the Jews. The Jews were rich and wealthy. The forts in Khaybar also were very rich and wealthy. They had lots and lots of orchards. So when the Munafiqeen of Madinah Munawwara heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba are going towards Khaybar, so they requested also to come. And Allah refers to this in the Quran al-Kareem. سَيَقُولُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ إِذَا انْطَلَقْتُمْ إِلَى مَغَانِمْ لِتَأْخُذُوهَا ذَرُونَا نَتَّبِعْكُمْ. The Munafiqeen will say, because their purpose wasn't the elevation of Islam, their purpose was worldly gain and materialistic gain. So, when you are going to go to Khaybar, they are immediately going to look at the worldly gain and they would also want to join you. But then, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to restrict this participation only to the Sahaba that took part in Bay'atul Ridwan. Now it was the habit of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in every war, turning towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, tawajjuh ilallah, inabat ilallah, rujuh ilallah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba never relied on their strength, never relied on their numbers, and at times when they relied on their numbers, immediately Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala corrected them. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always nurtured the Sahaba. Even if you see apparent victory in front of you, there are favorable conditions, at that time also to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Generally our attitude is, when there are adverse conditions, challenging conditions, we're contend with various challenges in life, at that time we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We cry, we beg Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But when there are favorable conditions, we tend to forget Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and we can only see victory in front of us. And that is the challenge of our iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were given glad tidings, prediction of victory in Khaybar. But with all that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nurtured the Sahaba that even in that condition, turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In this journey, there was one Sahabi, Amir ibn Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the brother of Salma ibn Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a poet and he used to say some very beautiful ash'ar, very beautiful poetry in Arabic. One of the poetry he would say, Allahumma lawla anta mahtadayna wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna faghfir fida'an mattaqayna wa alqiyan sakinatan alayna wa thabbitil aqdam in laqayna. Some of the ash'ar, some of the poetry means, oh Allah, had it not been tawfiq from you, we would never have been guided. So they're going out in the path of Allah. They're going out in jihad with the Rasul of Allah. But still too, they said, oh Allah, this is tawfiq from you. And it's a great lesson for us. Whenever we do any good, we never focus on ourselves. We always say, Allah, it is from you. Allah, you have made it possible. If Allah didn't make it conducive, we would never be able to do any good. And oh Allah, had it not been because of your tawfiq, we would never have been able to give sadaqah. We would never be able to perform salah. And then, he says, فَخْفِرْ فِدَاءً مَتَّقَيْنَا. Oh Allah, those things that we did not stay away from, wrong things that we have committed, forgive us for all that, and send your sakina, send your peace upon us. And when we meet the enemies, keep us, keep our feet firm against the enemies. We learn in these ash'ar, in these poetry, would the Rasul of Allah be going, they have been predicted victory, they are being told about the victory, but still too, they turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Likewise, in one hadith, it is mentioned, the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. I'll narrate the entire hadith and I will translate it. And this incident took place while Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going towards Khaybar. Anabi Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ghadatin, faja'alna la nas'adu sharafan wala na'lu sharafan, wala nahbitu fi wadin illa rafa'na aswatana bit-takbir. We were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one war. The war refers to Khaybar. We would never climb any hill. We would not walk on any hill. Or we would not come into any valley. But we would raise our voices with the takbir. Loudly would say, Allahu Akbar. Qal, fadana minna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get close to us and he would say, Ya ayyuhannas, irba'u ala anfusikum. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّ وَلَا غَائِبًا إِنَّمَا تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. O people, take it easy upon yourself. Why do you have to shout and say the takbir? You are not calling out to someone that is deaf or somebody that is absent. Allah is all hearing and Allah is very close to us. إِنَّمَا تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. When you are making the dhikr of Allah, then you are actually calling out to Allah, a being who is all hearing. Allah is all hearing and all seeing. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abdullah ibn Qais, Ala u'allimuka kalimatan hiya min kunudil jannah? Should I not guide you, should I not teach you of a statement, a kalima, a brief statement that is from among the treasures of Jannah? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Normally we have an attitude when something is wrong, so we express our disgust by saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is there. But what does it mean? It's an expression of tawheed, it's an expression of servitude, and it's an expression of humbleness and humility in the statement. La hawla. Sometimes, when we are faced with a challenging situation, we think we have averted that challenging situation. But La hawla means, La hawla an ma'asiyatillah. Nobody can turn us away from disobeying Allah but Allah Himself. If Allah gives us tawfiq, we stay away from it, that internal strength. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ. And nobody can give us the strength to obey Allah Ta'ala but Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala Himself. From this, it was a lesson. We're going out in jihad, going out in the path of Allah. You don't rely on your strength. Everything happens with the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The above hadith, not making zikr loudly, that is not contrary to the concept of zikr-e-jahri which our ulama teaches us. Firstly, when we make the zikr-e-jahri, we don't read with this belief that Allah is not hearing and Allah is not seeing. It is purely done as a spiritual prescription which was proven to be effective. More like medication that a doctor happens to give, proven to be effective. These kind of zikrs, askar, that is done a particular way with a particular number, nobody say it is farz. Nobody say it is wajib. Nobody say it is sunnah. It is a spiritual prescription, just like a doctor have to give medication to someone. That is why we do zikr in a particular way, but loudly, in a way that you can hear. So that the loud zikr should not be seen contrary to the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it was the habit of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to any place, he would wait. And we try to hear if anybody is calling out the azan in that place. And if anybody would call out the azan, they're the Muslim there, they're people who believe in tawheed, in the oneness of Allah. In the azan, there is also proclamation of risala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not launch an attack. When Nabi Kareem sallam came to Khaybar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night tried to hear if the azan has been called out. No azan was being called out. The following morning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded into Khaybar. The Jews, they early in the morning, they came out with the spades, with the tools of farming, very happily moving into the farms, and suddenly they noticed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming with his army and has entered into Khaybar. the Jews, out of shock, they said, Muhammad wallah al-Khamis. Muhammad has come with the army. Muhammad has come with the army. And that's when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he proclaimed, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Inna idha nazalna bisahati qawm, fasaha sabahul munzareen. We, the group of the Anbiya, when we happen to come to a vicinity of a nation, then the mourning of the nation becomes very, very bad. For them, it is evil. For us, it is victory. This is a brief introduction to the incident of Khaybar. Inshallah, we'll continue the following week. Almighty Allah Tabarakata give us tawfiq and hidayat to learn lessons in these kind of historical incidents. Turning to Allah, tawajju in Allah, sacrificing in a path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and also that it could be investment for our qabr and our akhirat. Every one of us are traveling towards our ultimate journey, towards death, towards life after death, towards hisab and accountable in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we do, a clever, intelligent person, that person who focuses on ultimate journey of life and where he's going to go with life. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لك الملك ولك الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Allah, we are very, very sinful. We are sinful from the head to the toe. With every part and every limb of our body, we have committed sins. Oh Allah, we continue committing sins. Oh Allah, we are fully conscious that you are seeing us. But oh Allah, we have become so brave against you that in spite of this belief that you are seeing us, we still commit sins. Allah, forgive us each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sin that we have committed with our eyes. Forgive us the sin that we have committed with our ears. Forgive us the sin that we have committed with our tongues, being unconscious of the thing that we say. Oh Allah, forgive us for the sins that of our minds. Allah, thinking the wrong way. Forgive us the sin that goes through our heart. Oh Allah, forgive us each and every sin of ours. Forgive us the sin that we commit over our hands and over our legs. Oh Allah, forgive us the sin with every part and every limb that we commit over our bodies. Oh Allah, you have created this body and you have made it pure. Oh Allah, it is because of our evil intention and our evil action we have made ourselves impure. Oh Allah, you cleanse us, you purify us, oh my Kareem Allah. Allahumma, oh Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sin of our mothers. Forgive the sin of our fathers. Forgive the sin of our brothers. Forgive the sin of our sisters. Forgive the sins of our children. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sin of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherever they are, whatever condition they are in, oh Allah, remove the difficulty and the hardship. Those people that are ill, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Those people that are contending with financial difficulties, oh Allah, grant them halal Tayyib Rizq. Oh Allah, those people that are oppressed and mazloom, oh Allah, you grant them relief, oh Makareem Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant the husband and the wife the tawfiq to fulfill the hukuk of one another. Oh Allah, those of them that are contending with disobedient children, make their children a coolness of our eyes. Make our children such that we see them coming to a masjid, oh Makareem Allah. Make our children such that we see them open the Quran and recite the Quran. Make our children among the zakireen and the saliheen and the qaniteen, oh Makareem Allah. Oh Makareem Allah, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever their political situation, oh Allah, there are people that are crossing valleys and going through the mountains. Oh Allah, you remove that difficulty. Grant them shelter. Those people that don't have food, grant them food. Those people that don't have food, water, oh Allah, grant them water to quench their thirst. Oh Allah, bring quick solution to political situations, the ummah. Grant us that the power and grant us that respect, dignity and honor that once we, the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayat, oh Allah, to follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant a love for the Quran. Grant a love for Iman. Grant a love for the zikr, for your zikr. Oh Allah, cleanse us and purify us, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, reward Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on our behalf. Jazallahu anna Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bima huwa ahlu. Jazallahu anna Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.